Programming support on this station comes from Alaska Music One, located at 9340 Glacier Highway, Juneau's local source for instruments and accessories, private lessons, and more. Details at alaskamusicone.com.
Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here with Jennifer Pemberton and Adeline Baxter, my friends and co-workers, to talk about Cruisetown, the podcast.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon. I was on my phone, and I got the notification when the first episode dropped last night.
Woo.
It was really exciting. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I know
you.
You've been working really hard on it. How did it feel for you guys?
It felt really good. It's a weird – releasing a podcast is a weird kind of party because it's like a party of one that happens on your phone. So it's like a very – it's kind of anticlimactic, but it just – it feels so good to have it out in the world and slowly getting some feedback in as people discover it in their feeds and listen to it and tell us what they think.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. I listened today. But let's talk a little bit about – the history. How did the idea for Cruisetown, the podcast, come about?
Adeline.
It's all Adeline's idea.
Well, no.
It's all Adeline's fault.
It was not. Yeah, it was my fault, but not my idea. Many people will recall that up until March of this year, the city was embroiled, one might say, in a lawsuit with CLIA, the cruise lines industry, about marine passenger fees and the head tax that Juneau charges to all of the passengers that come off the ships. And it was resolved in March with this big settlement, but there were still so many like unresolved questions for the community. We saw it in the comments. We heard it from our friends and neighbors. And Jennifer was the one who, during like a newsroom editorial meeting, was just like, this is too big. Like, you can't just do one step back story about this. It needs to be a podcast. And she's had experience producing podcasts before. So,
yeah, you got a few under your belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that was exactly it. I just was like, every week, I was like, I know I should understand this and what it means, but I don't. And I'm embarrassed to say that. And I think maybe I'm not the only one who doesn't understand what's at stake here. And so it initially was like, let's do a step back story, which is our way of saying, you know, like, let's, you know, yeah, take one big step back and sort of not talk about this quite as granular. And then it was just when we thought about the topic of cruise ships in Juneau and the history, and it just it was like, there's no way we can do this in a, you know, 3.5 minute story.
Well, you took a giant step back and then you had a lot of decisions to make. Where does the beginning of the story begin? What's going to be in the first episode? What's the arc? So without giving away too many spoilers, can you hit on some of the highlights in the first episode and maybe how you thought you would begin?
Yeah, I mean, I knew the first episode was going to be the history episode. And it actually, we started it a couple different times in the sort of editing process and reporting process. It was like, do you start with John Muir, you know, in the steamship days, and then, which is really fascinating. I mean, you know, ships have been coming here for so long, and then we realized that, like, that was different. Steamship passengers, like, this is part of the legacy of that, but there was definitely a moment in time, and we ended up being able to sort of pinpoint it where it was like, in the 80s, there was a conscious decision to do things differently, and there were outside factors that were, I mean, cruising was becoming really popular because of a TV program in the late 70s called The Love Boat.
it's in the podcast.
Which we get
to.
We
learned a lot about Love Boat today.
Yes, there were, and it was legit. Like, a bunch of people told us, we were like, why did the 80s, why did it start to become a thing, Alaska cruises? And multiple experts told us because of The Love Boat. Like, okay.
Well, that part was a lot of fun, and I definitely learned a lot. But I'm not from Juneau, and there are a lot of longtime residents here who lived through all of this. We're here before the 80s, the boom, and are still here today. So I guess my question is there a target audience, and is there something in your podcast for the people who have lived through this whole experience that you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to some of them. Some of them are in the podcast.
Good.
So luckily, you know, I think that that will make it ring true for people who were here at the time. And I think, you know, we really have tried to create something that will be as listenable for Juneau locals, whether you've been here forever or not, but people who live here now and people who don't live here and have never been here before. And so as a Juneau local, you know, you'll hear some moments where you're just like, duh. Like,
I knew that.
We had to do a lot of stating the obvious, and especially in the beginning, sort of setting up like, Juneau is the capital of Alaska and it is located here, which, you know, might be lame if you're if you live here. But that's our sort of extension to it, because we think there will be a lot wider appeal than just Juneau. But we want it to be a sort of, you know, a little bit of a love letter to Juneau from Juneau, but then also be definitely appealing.
Anything to add to that, Adeline?
No, I think already I've been refreshing the reviews today on the podcast app. And it seems like already people outside of town are looking at it. And that was the goal, because Alaska so often is overlooked as being a part of the United States. And yet Southeast Alaska is one of the biggest cruise destinations in the country, if not the world. And so it's people should be learning more about it before they come and after they come and while they're here.
Yeah, we also wanted it to appeal to cruise ship visitors themselves, like both locals and visitors. And that's been kind of surprising. We weren't quite sure how we were going to do that. I mean, we can't. I would love to force everybody on a cruise ship to download the podcast before they do their homework before they come.
The loudspeakers.
but that it sounds like some people, that's the case. They're finding it.
I'm sure some will, and some will learn from it, especially people who might be interested in it because they have visited and maybe they didn't learn as much as they should have when they were
There's
here.
There's just not enough time sometimes.
It's
they
true.
Get off the ships and they do so many things, but you can only learn so much. And so this is a little addendum to that.
And one thing I thought you addressed really well is how they get a glimpse of a Juneau that's very different than the Juneau that those of us who live here know and love. And I just thought that was... I thought that you did that really well.
Yeah, the I don't know if we're at the time where we can play our clip.
Oh, yes.
But
let me do that.
If we've got time. I think I pulled out just a 2-minute chunk kind of from the end of the first episode that hits on one of the themes, which is authenticity. There's this idea of, you know, we're selling Juneau to tourists, and is the experience of living here the same as the experience that the people are getting, you know, for 6 to 8 hours a day. And so Elizabeth Jenkins is the reporter on the first episode, and she went on a walking tour of downtown with Jim Garrity, who does historic walking tours. He normally does like Treadwell Mine tours, but she dragged him downtown to sort of get his perspective on like, is this the real Juneau? If this is the Juneau that people see, you know, what is the story that we're telling with our downtown, basically.
Okay, good setup. Let's listen to that now.
And as the 80s came to a close, the downtown landscape had changed. And by the late 90s, 5 times more cruise ship passengers were traveling to Juneau, 500,000 of them. The capital city was well on its way to becoming what it is today, a kind of abstraction of Alaska life.
Now we're coming up on Carroll Way here.
Jim Garrity leads historic walking tours. He guides people around what was once the world's largest gold mine. Today, we're walking around a spot where cruise ships and steamships before that arrived in port. This guy tries to get us to come inside his jewelry store.
That was the guy that just tried to horn in on the conversation there a second ago.
These blue Tanzanite gemstones are sold at many cruise ship ports in the world. But the story that Jim is explaining about Juneau isn't generic. It's fascinating, complicated, and at times, sad. We are standing on native land that was colonized by white settlers. There was massive resource extraction. Industries were built, industries collapsed. Some people decided to stick around in this harsh and beautiful place. Jim pauses for a second at the entrance of a gift shop. Inside, there are rows and rows of T-shirts, screen printed with Alaska.
The hung lighting, the orcas hanging from the ceiling, the... Just, yeah, like I said, it's just, there was nothing here like this before.
So when you're standing right here and you're looking around, where do you feel like you're at?
Yeah, I'm not part of Juneau, that's for sure.
Jim thinks tourists come to Alaska for the same reasons they did 100 years ago, to appreciate the scenery, eagles, glaciers, and whales. But he's not always sure they're leaving with an authentic version of Alaska.
I've seen so many times where people will do things like they'll see something in a storefront that they like and they'll get their family to stand in front of it. And then they hold up their camera and they step out backwards into the street to take a photograph. And I'm sure in their mind they're in Disneyland and this is a great little Mickey Mouse display or something like that. But it's not. And this is real.
All right. Thank you for that clip, Jennifer. That was a small snippet of the new podcast from KTOO, Cruise Town. Thanks so much for speaking to me today. We're about out of time, and I have a bunch of questions, but you'll just have to come back someday.
Yeah, go to ktoo.org/cruisetown. It's got all the links to subscribe, and you can listen to it right there if you want.
Yep, and on your podcast apps as well. So that's where I'm subscribed. Adela and Jennifer, thanks again so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks.